Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous. He didn't give me a topic, but just wanted me to pick one. So I'll use it to share another clip with that Persian woman that I talked to named Lindley. You guys asked for more clips, so here's another one. I figure it's a lot more digestible in small pieces than a 2 or 3 hour long video. I'll share the video in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hex. No, not the Hex girls from Scooby-Doo, but Hex the cryptocurrency. It was up 40 times higher in October of 2021 when compared to October 2020. Buying and holding Bitcoin should be the backbone of any cryptocurrency portfolio. But if you're going to speculate on altcoins like Dogecoin, then consider Hex too. The longer you stake, the more you make. This is not financial advice, so please do your own research before buying any crypto assets. You can purchase it from a crypto exchange. The instruction link is down below. Anyways, here's the video, so enjoy.
What advice would you give to a guy who is young and struggles with getting women? Something practical.
How old is the guy?
Young men, maybe in their 20s, early 20s.
Okay, so if the women don't want him, then it's because he's physically not appealing enough for them to want. So he's got to either work on his physical appearance, so maybe he needs to, you know, work out. Maybe he needs to, like, having confidence at that point is not really going to do much. You know, like, it's just, unfortunately, women are very visual creatures, even though they say that men are the visual creatures. Women are just as visual, if not more, but they just don't want to admit it. So the guy's got to do whatever he can to kind of make himself appear to be a better catch. So, you know, if that means putting himself better together, like dressing, maybe having a better body. Like, look, if your body works, if you work out, if you make it work, if you make, you know, your physical body attractive, then you're not going to have problems with women. So, but not every guy can do that too. Like, what if he's like 5'5"? That's going to be a problem, right? So, I mean, there's a whole black pill incel community out there. They talk about this. They talk about how at a certain point, if you're like a 3 out of 10 as a man, you might get yourself up to a 5 out of 10 if you work out and you work on your personality and you work on the way you dress, then you can bump yourself up a couple number. But if you're like a 1, 2, or a low 3, then you've got almost no luck getting anybody. So you're gonna have to like either prioritize something else in your life, or, you know, you might just need to go on a trip to Bangkok. I don't know. Just so you know, if you need
some alternative, I would say.
But it's
how can you make it happen? How can you still get some of the thing that you want?
But the thing is, this is what's destroying our society right now, right? So you're getting all these young men who can't get marriages and relationships, and so they're getting really angry and agitated. And the demographics pyramid is collapsing because there are less young people being born. Women will date older and men their same age. So if they find better looking men that are 10 years older with lots of money, they'll go for them. But then the men their own age are going to end up having less women to pick from. So that's going to, you know, cause scarcity when women. So those men have to go to a place that's like, you know, where the women are less scarce. They have to go to a place where their population is still growing, or he has to basically find a way to boost the sexual marketplace. Like, you know, if you're a white man and you go to Japan, now you all of a sudden have more value. Like, I've seen bald white men go to Japan and get like really beautiful women. Same thing with China. You know, the guy's like 5'8" and he's, you know, he doesn't look like anything special in the West, but he's got like one of the beautiful Chinese women that he brought back home with him, right? So sometimes you just have to kind of adapt your strategy. So if your looks aren't working, then you've got to like go to a place where your looks have more value.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I think depends where you are as well. It's not necessarily, if you're a white man is more valuable somewhere else, even if he's not good looking.
Exactly.
So,
But if you're a white woman and you go to Japan, then all the Japanese men are going to be like, who's this? They won't give you the attention. But I'm finding YouTube channels of white women going to Japan and actually finding men, which is really interesting. Like, they're being interviewed on the street, and you know, I'm seeing these interviews, and I'm like, okay, what's going on? Something's changing. So I'm still, I haven't figured this out yet, but that's definitely on my radar.
What I think is that, like, a sex tourism for women. Is it something like that?
No, they're going there and they're finding relationships. Like, these women have been there for like 6 months, a year, and they're with a Japanese man. Like, you're like, what's going on? I've never seen this before. Like, usually the Japanese men are very much, you know, they're very, like, their parents are strict about who they can date and have relationships with, and they just don't find white women attractive. And now all of a sudden, it's the opposite. So maybe there's something changing. I don't know. Something's going on.
Yeah, interesting. So what if you're not good looking, you don't have money, so you can't go abroad? What do you do then? As a young man. Let's say you're a young man, you're an incel, you're not good looking, you're not getting any women in the country that you are, and you're broke, so you can't go somewhere else where you have more value. What do you do then?
This is a big problem, and nobody has a solution for this yet, right?
Like, there has to be something that can be done.
Well, in the past, what would have happened would the population would have been growing, the pyramid would have been growing, so that man would have had more resources. Women would have had less men to choose from, so they would have been far more likely to pick him. So, like, back in the 1920s and 30s, 90% of men were married, and I'm sure the other 10%, a lot of them were either living with or had a girlfriend. So if you're in a society like that, like, and now we're in a society where 50% of young men are not married, if not more. So they're not getting sex, and they're because the population, like the reproductive rates, the fertility rates are dropping, their options are disappearing. The only way to solve these problems is to get the fertility rates back up. But I don't see that happening anytime soon. So there's a generation of men that are basically like lost men. They have no options. They're stuck. That's just the sad part of it.
Yeah, well, okay. Let's bring that down to the individual. I'm just imagining myself in someone's shoe. I'm just imagining if I'm 20 years old, I'm a man, I'm an incel, I'm not very good looking, and I don't have money, but I really, really want a woman. So I'm calling Sandman for advice.
Yeah, but I'm not a dating coach. I'm not a dating coach. I'm not one of these like pickup artist guys.
That's the good thing. That's, you know, because you don't date, you are very objective about the subject. You can give the best advice.
Yeah, but
because you're looking at it from without feelings. It's like a practical. You can give some really practical advice on this subject in particular.
But,
because you're objective about it.
But I get guys contacting me and they're like, say they're 24, 25, and they've gone through a few relationships and they're like, these aren't very good. And they're like, I went out with more people and those aren't good either. And it's like, they're just not satisfied. And then they just give up at some point. So I tell the incel guys, like it's hard to go your own way until you've actually had that relationship experience and that experience with women until you've observed all of these things that I talk about. And so I think we're like women up until maybe 20, 30 years ago would use sex and reproduction to control men. They would give men like that they would marry plenty of it and enough of it to keep them somewhat satisfied. So they, you know, they're full. They've got, you know, they got a full belly. They're lying back on the couch and they're like, they're satisfied. And woman's like, I'm keeping him here. He's not going anywhere. And I think now we've kind of gone to the point where women, they're controlling men by not giving them any sex. So there's all these starving, like hungry guys for that want women's attention. And for women, this works out well because they can go and talk to these guys and friend zone them. And then, you know, they get all this free attention from these guys. And this guy thinks, oh my God, I might finally get somebody. And then yet again, nobody, right? And so they're just, at some point they get really angry and bitter at the world. And that's what we're seeing right now. And I don't really, like, they get angry and bitter and they come after me. They tell me, oh, you know, you're not single because you want to be single. You're single because you can't find somebody. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, like, you don't know what you're talking about. You're insane. Like, you know, it's just because you can't find somebody, you think that everybody is like you. It's like, it's you expect if somebody can get a relationship, they're going to be in one. Like, this idea that somebody can get a relationship, but they don't want one. That's something that a lot of women and men just don't understand. They're kind of confused by this. You know, they don't understand why anybody would sacrifice like that pleasure, and why they would sacrifice that companionship. And it's
because you found something better, I guess.
Yeah, but they don't understand that. They don't see that like your personal passions might actually be better than that.
Lots of successful people in history were single, so yeah, well, I would say they found something better.
Well, look at it this way: like if you get on an airplane, the guys who invented the airplane, the Wright brothers, they were never married. And they would ask them, like, why aren't you married? And, they, you know, Orville and Wilbur Wright would say, we only have we have either time for a wife or we have time for an airplane. We don't have time for both.
That's what I was going to say. You don't have time for a relationship anymore.
Yeah. So that was an issue there. And then, you know, you get Nikola Tesla building all of those electrical inventions and radio and, you know, AC induction motors. And he said, like, the best, nothing ever, no good idea has ever come from a married man. No good invention has ever come from a married man. So, you know, when you start realizing those things, like as a man, you should start thinking like, why are the good ideas coming from the single man? Like what's going on there? You know, and so all of these incel guys, they're single and they're angry and they could take that energy and they could redirect it into something more like productive, but they're not. And I think that's why like society allows incel channels to continue on YouTube, because these men get defeated and they get negative and they don't do anything and life just sucks. And so they're under control because they're under control by their own like bad feelings. And the MGTOW men are like, they're hard to control because they just follow their own drum and they do whatever they want. And the married men and the blue pill men, they just want the woman to be around and they want someone to love and they want it to be safe. So you can control men by giving them too much sex, or you can control men by not giving them enough sex. But if men have had sex, enough of it, and they've walked away from it, then they're truly free. So these men are like, I would work really, really hard to get women if I were them. That's pretty much what I would do and get that experience. But look, it's not easy. It takes a lot of work. You know, like for me, the only reason I was dating girls in high school is because I was working out. I was spending like an hour or two every day working out. And women just found that attractive. They wouldn't even look me in the eye. They would look at my body and they would be like, oh my God, your boobs are bigger than mine. And I'd be like, okay, like what, you know, okay. Like I didn't do that to attract women. I did that because I didn't want to get like beaten up and attacked by other kids, other male kids. So I would have a way to kind of not deal with the bullshit of having to like defend myself, because if they see that you're bigger than them, they're not going to pick on you. But it has the
so that was a very practical thing that you did to solve your problem. And I think if someone, because if you know, if you want something so badly, it almost becomes a complex if you don't get it. So that's why I asked you that question. Like, well, there are some young men who this is turning into a complex.
But I wanted so badly to be left alone and to not be like constantly criticized and bothered by other guys. So by working out, they left me alone. And then all of a sudden I looked around and I wasn't getting positive or negative attention. Everyone just left me alone. And I was like, wow, this is really lonely, because up to that point in my life, the majority of the attention I got was negative. And I learned how to function in a negative attention environment. And to some extent today, I still kind of seek out negative attention in some ways. I still provoke people. I say things that might like be offensive subconsciously on purpose, because getting that negative reaction is, well, it's true.
You said subconsciously on purpose.
Well, look, what do you mean? What do you mean by that?
You can't subconsciously do something on purpose.
Well, no, my subconscious wants like the negative attention. It doesn't want positive attention.
Subconscious is something you're not aware of, isn't it?
Well, no, I have a relationship with my subconscious, right? So I've connected to my subconscious in a way that like they work as a team. So for example, if I sit down and I start writing or working on something, like I'll just, my conscious brain will check out and I'll be like, okay, unconscious, subconscious brain, do your thing. And it'll just do its thing. And I'll just like zone out. I'll disappear. And it's like, I'll let the other entity inside of me just create through me. Right. So it's like, I just set up the environment consciously. And then the subconscious comes in and like.
It's doing stuff automatically.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a very good relationship with my subconscious. Like when I first went my own way, the conscious self wanted to go its own way, but the subconscious self didn't want to go its own way. It was like, no, get back in that relationship over there. And at some point the subconscious just overrid the conscious. And I went back on my phone and on Tinder and I started contacting girls again. The subconscious was just like, it had enough. And it was like, I'm done with you. Get out of the way. I'm going to go back over here. Right. So, and I could literally feel another part of me taking over my consciousness. Like it was just done. And then when I dated a few people in 2015, the subconscious got like, it started to become aware of what was going on and understand it fully. And as it was happening, and then it got tired of it. And then that's when I was free from relationships, when the conscious and subconscious minds were both done with them.
Yeah, if everyone could do that, that's very, very liberating.
Well, it happened early 2016, and I was like, I'm free. I could do whatever I want. And so that's when
I'm actually envious of you in that regard, because I always think you must feel light. You must feel so free inside.
Yeah.
Even if you're in a cage, you'd still feel free.
Yeah.
You're internally free, and that's like something to be envious of, I think.
Yeah, like I'm not going to starve like for emotional attention. Like I've learned to have a relationship with the subconscious mind. So the two of them work together as a team. And that's why when I tell people, I'm like, if you have a relationship with somebody else, you're not just having a relationship with another person. You're having a relationship with two other people, and you are two other people. So it's like literally a relationship is between four people. So it's like, can four people all get along together?
And they're subconscious.
Yeah, like how do they all get along, right? It's like you're all four of you have to get along at all times to be kind of have a good kind of relationship.
Yes, relationships are very difficult because people are difficult. It's hard to get along with people.
But then also,
and but somebody who's a starving relationship, they don't know that, so it's a big deal to them.
Yeah, it is a big deal. But how do you, like, they're angry, they feel cheated, they don't know what to do, they're lost. Yeah. And that's like the people in power want that because those people are easy to control, because those people, you can promise them other things. You know, you can tell them, you know what? It's not your fault. It's those people's fault over there. And then basically get them to attack those other people. So they're easy to manipulate and easy to control. They're easily exploited by women that just want free attention because they're so thirsty for like female validation and sex that they're just willing to like do anything. But at some point they have a breaking point. And then, you know, if enough of them break, then you have a problem as a society. And we're getting to that point now.
Yeah. So, I would suggest to the individual person, just have to be as practical as you can to get what you want. So, just do anything that you can do. That's what I would do anyway, if I was in that situation.
Yeah. But at some point there's a limit to that, right? That you can't like, I'll give you an example. There's that Andrew Tate guy, and he, you know, one guy contacted me and said, like, is he successful because of his physique and his intelligence and, you know, and that's it, like in his height. And I'm like, no, the guy had to, he's work like the muscles, he has to work out 2 hours a day. He has to do that. If he doesn't do that, they disappear. The six pack will disappear. You know, he has to be courageous because, you know, he's trying to make deals with the Romanian mafia. You don't like, that's not something natural that comes. It's courage. Like you have to be courageous and fearless. Right. And then, you know, intelligent, you have to think. It's like intelligence isn't just a natural gift. Like you have to use it. You have to like practice. You have to like constantly keep using it and get better at it. So a lot of these young black pill guys, they give up. They say, oh, because I'm not tall, because, you know, I look weird, and you know, because of all these things, I'm not gonna try. And look, at some point, it's the diminishing returns are like the of getting somebody are pretty bad. But you know, I don't know what to tell them. Like, I've never been in that situation. I mean, I was in that situation in the ninth grade. I was skinny, and girls didn't want anything to do with me. And then all of a sudden, I worked out for a year, and now all of them want my attention. And all it took was just working out. That's it. So, like, it could be as simple as that to start off with. That's it.
I think there's always something you can do to get what you want, whatever it is, be it women or anything.
But you're not going to
So,
get, you might not get the women you want, but you might get like a lower
you'll get
quality women.
something. You can get something,
But
even
look,
if it's not exactly what you want. I think it's possible.
but I know guys who were like 350 pounds who were like, nope, I'm not going to be with anyone unless she's 120 pounds and she looks perfect. It's like, well, I guess you'll have to wait until your next life then. Sorry. It's like,
Yeah, can't help those people.